Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. So you gotta have a good feeling way on down there in the cockles of your heart. Maybe a little further, maybe in the subcockle region. Who the hell knows? Whatever it is, welcome to it. It's the 12th of October, which would have been my grandmother's 82nd birthday. So there you go. She always enjoyed I did this stupid little show. She had a good time with it. Hopefully you will too. We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, and we're here. And you can finish that rhyme on your own. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that has his own security blanket. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
As long as I have Mrs. Garrett's giant rack by my bedside, I'll be all right.
And me, the guy that's ready for any situation, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Curse up, space ponies! I'm making gravy without the lumps!
Damn right I'd be. Tell me, what happened on this fine day, sir?
My security blanket is a little blue cloth that I rub against my face when I'm hysterical, especially when I'm wet and hysterical. 1492, Christopher Columbus's expedition makes landfall in the Caribbean, specifically in the Bahamas. The explorer believes he has reached the Indies and came nowhere near America.
So that's a good guy to celebrate. 1582, stop me if you've heard this, but because of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar, this day don't exist in Italy, Poland, Portugal, and Spain. Eventually, days will exist again.
1692, the Salem witch trials are ended by a letter from Massachusetts Governor William Phipps.
1773, America's first insane asylum opens for, quote, persons of insane and disordered minds in Virginia. Funny that.
Needs to be just a little bit more north. 1799, Jean Genevieve Lebros was the first woman to jump from a balloon with a parachute from an altitude of 900 meters.
All those women that jumped without it, not a good move. 1810, the first Oktoberfest. The Bavarian royalty invites citizens of Munich to join the celebration of the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig of Bavaria to Princess Therese von Sachsen-Hildburghausen, and they drank a lot of beer, and that's what we remember.
1847, German inventor and industrialist Werner von Siemens found Siemens and Halske, which later becomes Siemens AG, the largest ink company engineering in Europe.
Got to get a lot of that Siemens. 1923, Axel Peterson and Arnold Poulsen demonstrate their patented sound film system using two interlocked machines, one for picture, one for sound, and a place in Copenhagen.
Axel and Arnold coming this summer on Fox. 1928, an iron lung respirator is used for the first time in Children's Hospital, Boston.
It was actually on a guy named Mr. Frump. 1964, the Soviet Union launches the Vashkad-1 spacecraft, the first spacecraft to carry a multi-person crew, the first to carry a scientist or physician into space. Before that, race car drivers.
1979, Del Rey releases the science fiction novel Roadmarks by Roger Zelazny as a hardcover. In Roadmarks, the central theme is time travel using a highway that links all times and all possible histories.
Time is a highway. 1988, Del Rey publishes the science fiction novel Dragon's Dawn by Anne McCaffrey, which I'm sure we all have.
And I'm going to write it all night. Or is it day long? I don't know. When is it? 1993, Touchstone Pictures releases the stop-motion animated feature film The Nightmare Before Christmas, starring the voice talents of Chris Sarandon, Danny Elfman, Catherine O'Hara, William Hickey, Glenn Shaddix, Paul Rubens, and of course was directed by Henry Selick.
Thank you.
Wait, what exactly did Tim Burton do on that?
Produced it and wrote the original little short story.
And sold it to Hot Topic?
Yep, 1994, NASA loses radio contact with the Magellan spacecraft as it descends into the thick atmosphere of Venus.
2001, Lionsgate Films releases the horror film Dagon, directed by Stuart Gordon and starring Ezra Godden, Francisco Rabal, and Raquel Moreno. It is based on H.P. Lovecraft's 1932 novella The Shadow Over Innsmouth.
Dagon. 2005, the second Chinese human spaceflight, Shenzhou 6, launched for 5 days into orbit with two people's names that I can't say. Birthdays?
Here's a name I can say. Josh Hutcherson, 25 years old, from Polar Express, Zathura, Bridge of Terabithia, Journey to the Center of the Earth, and PETA in Hunger Games. So I'm sure all of the PETA files out there are happy.
Tyler Blackbird is 31 from Pretty Little Liars and Ravenswood.
Brian J. Smith, 36 from Stargate Universe and Sense8.
Kirk Cameron is 47 from Growing Pains, Like Father, Like Son, Left Behind. It is an absolute freaking nut job.
Oh, he just loves Jesus more than you. Deborah Foreman, 55 years old from Valley Girl, Real Genius, April Fool's Day, and Waxwork.
I probably should have included Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. That's a holiday tradition. Carlos Bernard is also 55. Tony on 24. He was in 10.5 Apocalypse, CSI Miami.
David Threlfall, 64 years old, from Shameless, Ripper Street, and Hot Fuzz.
Do you need any more thrill? No, you're thrillful.
I'm off on thrill. I do what you did there.
No longer with us, born this date in 1860, Elmer Ambrose Sperry co-invented the gyro compass.
1875, Aleister Crowley, English magician and author?
1903, Josephine Hutcheson from Son of Frankenstein and North by Northwest.
1924, Doris Grau from Cheers, Distinguished Gentleman Doris on The Critic and Lunch Lady Doris on Simpsons.
1932, Dick Gregory, a comedian. He was in House Party. He was in the film Panther. Not enough people have seen. He was a social activist. He was a freaking outstanding, amazing person. We lost him just a little bit ago. And damn, dude, do we miss you.
On television today on CBS, we've got the NFL. It's apparently some sort of animal thing. Eagles are versus Panthers. Oh, my.
ABC, it's a new Grey's Anatomy scandal and how to get away with murder.
On NBC, we've got a new superstore, The Good Place, Will and Grace, Great News, and Chicago Fire.
Tonight on Fox, it's a new episode of Gotham. Then Ed and Gordon must get the Krill Bible on Star Trek The Orville, the only Star Trek show on TV.
The CW has the ghost-busting Hanson Brothers Power Hour, known as Supernatural and Arrow.
Tonight, Freeform brings us Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'm not used to really good movies not being surrounded by Twilight.
AMC has American Movie Classics Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Pack. Why? Why? Off-brand.
I'm just telling you, Comedy Central, it's a new Nathan for you.
That's very appreciative. FX has Jurassic World, and Sam is forced to look at some stuff and do better things.
On FXX, tonight on The Simpsons, it's a Sideshow Bob marathon, but the absolute best one is the last one that they'll show at 11:30, because it's the first one, the Cape Fear riff.
Nice. FXM has a letdown sequel double feature with Hangover 2 and Anchorman 2. Anchorman 2 wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but Doesn't Suck is not a good review. Game Show Network, four contestants return for redemption on Divided, a show that's been on long enough for people to need redemption.
Nickelodeon has Cloudy with a Chance of a Meatballs.
Sci-Fi Channel, new Van Helsing, then The Ghost in the Machine, and then Smuggler Billy sells into Port Moore on a new Ghost Wars.
TNT has Get Hard. Well, I can't watch that on command.
No. True TV, it's new Impractical Jokers, then Patton Oswalt's and the Chris Get Hard Show, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman interprets a kiss at a high school reunion as an invitation to follow her ex across the country and supplant his current family. Natasha Henstridge and Marguerite Moreau star in Deadly X.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
The CIMB classic tees off today, and Chad and Abby are right there doing their best Richard Kiel impressions. Which is a shame, because they're going to miss Nicole finally coming clean with Brady. Kate telling John, Marlena, and Roman the truth about Clyde. And Bonnie blackmails Victor. Dun, dun, dun. Now Victor's gonna have to be her butler. Yes, that's an obscure reference. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
And if you know what that obscure reference is from, why not drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com? Maybe I've got a prize for that, because you know, a lot of prizes are starting to pile up because we haven't given one away in a while. So if you know, by all means, send that in, and we'll see if you're right. But if your reference is more obscure than mine, you might win twice.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Hi, kids. Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Is smelling like good cup of soup any better? I really can't answer that question. What I can do is drop your game knowledge, yo.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shouldn't, Herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Oh, indeed they did. Thank you, show that was entertaining once upon a time. What can we play this fantastic day, sir?
Yono and the Celestial Elephants. It's an action puzzle game on the Nintendo Switch and PC.
Really? A game with that title's on the Nintendo? Bad Apple Wars, a Japanese visual novel for the PS Vita.
Gran Turismo Sport. Polyphony Digital is bringing Gran Turismo to the PlayStation 4.
Ain't a damn thing you can do about it. WWE 2K18, the latest entry in 2K Sports. The series boasts a next-generation graphics engine, the largest roster of any WWE game before it, with the roster's updated gimmick sets and show stylings to closely resemble the TV product, because it's not a real sport. And the first to be released on current-generation hardware. Seth Rollins was revealed to be on the cover star, and the game's slogan, "Be like no one," for the PlayStation 4, PC, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch.
Etrian Odyssey 5 Beyond the Myth. The fifth numbered entry in Atlas Publishing RPG Center series was announced in November 2014. It will be the third Etrian Odyssey released for the 3DS.
And if you remember those other two, since this is number five, that was beautiful. The Man in the Cape Special Edition. A twin-stick shooter about a superhero who must escape a superhero elimination dungeon, which would make a really good cartoon. It's for the PC.
Surprisingly not a pornographic video game, The Jackbox Party Pack 4, a fourth collection of party games by Jackbox, including Fibbage 3, Survive the Internet, Monster Seeking Monster, Fibbage, Enough About You, Bracketeering, and Civic Doodle. Available for the PS4, Apple TV, Nintendo Switch, Amazon Fire TV, Mac, PC, Xbox One. If you got it, it's available for it.
So get to jacking that box.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Filmmaker Stephen S. DeKnight has revealed the upcoming Pacific Rim Uprising is a movie and not something that you can't talk about in front of your parents. Not only serves as a sequel to the 2013 film, but is a launchpad for a cinematic universe, but one that Tom Cruise will not be allowed anywhere near to make it stall. He clarified his plan, saying, "I'm certainly hoping so. I think if you definitely probably get more comics, the plan was always use the movie as a launching pad. If enough people show up to this, we've already talked about the plot of a third movie, and how the end of the third movie would expand the universe to a Star Wars / Star Trek style franchise, where you can go in many different directions. The main canon, spin-offs, one-offs, that's the plan, maybe an animated TV show." The Billy the Bull directed Pacific Rim barely scored $100 million domestically, but did well enough internationally for the follow-up. February 23rd is when we'll see the next one. People do love giant bots and kaiju. Maybe they could bring in Godzilla. Or get help from Gatchaman. Or maybe finally admit that this is really Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Go see this movie when it comes out. It's a damn shame not enough people went out to see it in the theater. I saw it like two or three times. Come on, man. We got to support awesome things. Bet you never thought nostalgia would bring you here. Steven Spielberg and Apple are teaming up to bring the revival of the director's long-dormant genre anthology show, Amazing Stories.
Okay.
Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment is partnering with Apple and NBC Universal's TV production unit to create a new version of Amazing Stories. Apple's been fitfully trying to get its own original video content with very mixed results. Each episode of the new Amazing Stories will have a budget of more than $5 million. And while Apple hasn't commented, NBC Entertainment President Jennifer Salke said, "We love being at the forefront of Apple's investment in scripted programming. We can't think of a better property than Spielberg's beloved Amazing Stories franchise." The success of shows like Channel Zero and Black Mirror might mean that it's the right time for Amazing Stories to come back. No word on if John Williams' theme will return or if the stories will actually be amazing this time. Although it would be nice to see Christopher Lloyd come back. Mr. Brand!
That was there was like, what, three good episodes of Amazing Stories? That was one of them.
And that was from the movie.
It was only a matter of time. Because after Nintendo released a classic mini NES, they did the classic mini SNES. And now a Japanese trademark for the Game Boy has been filed in Japan and is already sold out. The trademark was filed back on September 15th, and they had a picture of a Game Boy on it. The trademark listing doesn't specify exactly what the hell they're talking about. If it's a home video game console, like, you know, a classic Game Boy, if it's programs for smartphones, cases, covers, key holders, what the hell? It doesn't matter. It could just be that they want to protect the Game Boy name brand, and here's another trademark to extend it for a while. But here's the deal, folks. If you already own a 3DS, you have a Game Boy Classic, if you will. Or you can wait and pay $500 on eBay for it. That's up to you. Will it include the revolutionary Game Boy Link? Or the adapter to make a bigger screen and have a light since it's not backlit? For the love of God, can we get an Atari Lynx classic, please? That was a system.
We talked about Walmart wanting to put groceries in your fridge. Amazon is content to hang out in your driveway. Amazon already has a ton of different ways to deliver your purchases to you. They keep working on alternatives, and one of them is swinging by your parked car and putting your purchases right into the trunk. Yes, Amazon wants you to give a complete stranger access to your vehicle. Not just any random stranger, mind you. These deliveries would be made by someone who works for Frame, a company that made a connected license plate slash key safe device, and has employees who have already gone through background checks. Frame's concierge functionality to schedule all kinds of car-related tasks to take place while sitting parked and you go about your business. You can give a mechanic access to your hidden key and have tire and oil changes while you're at work. You can even let an Uber driver borrow your car to make his or her rounds. That seems safe. Several retailers, Amazon included, want to save you the hassle of carting boxes out to your car and just put them directly in your trunk. It cuts out a bit of physical exertion, though you'll still have to lug your parcels from your vehicle to your home or office. Unless, of course, you're just as comfortable giving someone access to your home. Amazon wants to go all the way and leaves your items inside, just like Walmart. Amazon is reportedly working on their own smart doorbell. Until Amazon readies the villages for us to all live together, they can drop off your items in a high-tech instant pickup locker, have a bike courier bring them by in under an hour. In the not-too-distant future, they'll have swarms of drones going door-to-door deliveries. Hell, they can even ship them to you in the mail. I know, crazy, what? Right?
Never heard of such a thing. Stem cells are incredible. We do not know what all they can do, but the potential, again, is incredible. Some people have been nervous, squeamish, or weirded out by the harvesting process. So, as time and tradition have shown us, dentists to the rescue! James Ma and Carl Kingsley, along with a handful of students, developed a method for extracting large numbers of stem cells from wisdom teeth. Found in nearly any living tissue, stem cells can be squeezed out of tissues of the deceased, according to Ma, director of UNLV's Advanced Education Program in Orthodontics, doctor of dental surgery, and dental researcher. But there's a catch. The biggest challenges with stem cells are gathering enough of them to work with and keeping them viable until they're needed. In collaboration with UNLV Biomedical Sciences Professor Kingsley, the team cut their teeth on teeth, managing to quadruple the number of harvested stem cells compared to traditional methods from marrow or blood. A regular practice among U.S. patients, millions of people have their wisdom teeth or third molars removed. Tooth root pulp, which should be the name of a band, sounds like a derivative of the bone marrow food craze. If you want it roasted or grilled, by all means. They have two types of prize stem cells, pluripotent and multipotent. The number of pluripotent stem cells found in teeth decreased dramatically after adults reach age 30 because, you know, you start dying. But preservation could be as easy as donating blood. If people have their wisdom teeth removed or are getting a root canal, valuable cells could be harvested at the time and stored cryogenically for later use. Future applications of the teeth tech include therapies for cognitive dissonances such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
How long was I in there?
About 5 minutes.
Why are we not funding this?
That's a great question. Researchers at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas are on the cusp of making scientific history. It was a long way to go for that shitty joke. I hope you appreciate it. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 96.3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. It's always a fun place. And drop a note, won't you please? Remember, if you could figure out the thing that I mentioned earlier in the show, you could win a prize. What was that thing? Well, if you don't remember, you weren't going to do it anyway. But that's all right. Still send it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We like it. See ya.
Blah, 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 blah.
Peace out, player.
You are all weirdos.
This is no respectable establishment.
Good night, suckers.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Tender of blues everywhere. There's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job.
But we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a banshee.